The United States government has announced new rules when it comes to international airline travel, and that's where we start today's show. Hello, everyone. I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for watching this Thursday. Early last year, as the first wave of the COVID pandemic was spreading around the world, since then, the ban has expanded to include other hard-hit countries, including Brazil, India, Iran, South Africa, and many parts of Europe. People from these places cannot visit America for tourism or recreation, and these restrictions are currently in place under the Biden administration. People outside these countries are allowed to fly to America if they have a negative COVID test or proof that they recently recovered from coronavirus. As part of its increasing emphasis on vaccines, though, the Biden administration recently announced new rules that will take place in the months ahead. People from other countries who can prove they've been fully vaccinated and have a negative COVID test within 3 days of their flight can now fly to the U.S. as tourists, and that's even if they come from one of the countries that's currently banned. They'll have to give more personal information to the U.S. government, though, like phone numbers or email addresses, in case there's another coronavirus outbreak and officials want to trace exactly where it came from. What about unvaccinated Americans? Can they still fly to and from other countries? Yes, for the time being, but the Biden administration says they'll face stricter testing requirements, like producing a negative COVID test within 1 day of their flight somewhere else and 1 day of their flight back, though it's not clear how the government would enforce that. Supporters of the new rules hope they'll bring more tourism dollars into the U.S. economy, and the White House says its new vaccination requirement, quote, deploys the best tool we have in our arsenal to prevent the spread of the virus. But the Delta variant of COVID, which became America's dominant strain this summer, can be caught and spread by people who are fully vaccinated. And it began infecting Americans while stricter travel bans were still in place. So critics are concerned the new rules won't slow down the spread of COVID. The new air travel rules are set to take effect in early November. The U.S. government hasn't set a specific date yet.